सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्ट अस, मे ही गाइड अस, मे ही गिव अस स्ट्रेंथ एंड राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग। May love and harmony be with us all. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. Vedanta Shara, quintessence of Vedanta, of Sadananda Yogindra. He is considered as a 16th century great Vedanta mystic. In our last class, we talked about Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. How can I experience it? In the Brahma Sutra, when I talk, say Vedanta, always remember, I mean three books, Upanishad, Gita, and Brahma Sutra. In the beginning of Brahma Sutra, a question was asked, is Brahman a known entity or unknown entity? If the Brahman is known entity, then everybody knows. There is no necessity to try to know Brahman. And if he is unknown entity, there is no need to approach him because it is unknown. Who cares? It is unknown to the people who are ignorant. It is known to the people who are knowledgeable. Now, tonight we shall discuss one very interesting aspect of Vedanta. Vedanta says, Yan manusha na manute jenahur manu matam. One cannot know God, Brahman, through the mind. Why? Because mind is matter. A matter cannot know another matter. Again, another Upanishad says, Manusaiva anudrashtevyam, you can know only through the mind. So, contradiction. How can we reconcile? Let me read the passage, then I shall make comment. Evam chasati manuseiva anudrashtevyam jan manushana manute iti anayo shruti avirudho vritti vaipyatva angikarina phala vaipyatva Pratishida Pratipadanat. Such being the case, there is no contradiction between the following Shruti passages. By the mind alone it is to be perceived, and that which cannot be thought of by the mind. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad and Keno Upanishad. You have to suppose that the unknown Brahman is brought into contact with only the mental state, which simply destroys the aspirant's ignorance concerning Brahman, but does not help to reveal it, but not with the underlying consciousness. Brahman is self-luminous. It does not require the help of another consciousness to reveal itself. In final analysis, in meditation, do you know what happens? The subject and object become one. You stand before a mirror and you just have a glimpse of your beauty, of your face. Then somebody has taken away the mirror from you. Will you forget your beauty? Will you forget your face? That thing happened in deep meditation. You become the subject, you become the object. At that time you are absorbed in your own beauty. There is no mirror, you cannot see your face. Sometimes we talk about that pure mind, do you know what does it mean? In this country, pure means the thing that free from sex, that is pure. That is the way here people understand, not really. Pure mind means who? The mind becomes completely desireless. That is called pure mind. Who creates desire? Ignorance. All human beings are rotating in these three places. You have ignorance, so you have desire. You have desire, so you work. If there is no ignorance, no desire, no action. Abhidha kama karma. Shankara, the great teacher of Vedanta, says, all these people you see in this world are rotating in these three places. They work. Why? They want to fulfill their desires. It is the desire which is forcing persons to work. And again, why do you have desire? Because you are ignorant. It is ignorance which breeds desire. And desire creates all kinds of problems in life. So when we say that, you know, could you imagine what happens when the mind is completely desireless? That mind cannot function. One school of Vedanta says these three things happen simultaneously. Cessation of desire, dissolution of the mind, and illumination. The moment you stop desire, you will merge into samadhi. Highest experience. Very difficult. I sometimes see, you know, some people say, Swami, I shall meditate for an hour. Every hour. You hold your mind only 5 minutes, that is enough. Grab it. I won't let you move. Stop. Then whole world will stop. You do not know what is this mind. This whole world is jumping, dancing on your mind. The moment you stop the mind, the world stops. That is the truth. And if you can stop 5 minutes, that means you can stop 10 minutes. Next day, 15 minutes. That is the way you increase your willpower. At that time, you get the self-mastery over the mind. You control the mind. We are all slaves to our senses, to our minds, to our desires. Slaves, all are slaves. Passion. Swamiji Vivekananda says in his Gyanajoga, who enjoys the world? The slave or the master? It is the master who enjoys the world. Acquired that self-mastery, that I am the self, I am the Atman. Nature is my slave, I shall dictate, you do it, do this. You mind, you cannot think of this, you think this. We do not have power of discrimination, we do not know how to do it. Because we are all hypnotized by Maya. Weak, very weak. Sri Ramakrishna said, one day Vivekananda said to Sri Ramakrishna, Brahman, Ishwar, Abhang, Manasa, Gaucharam, is beyond mind, beyond speech. Sri Ramakrishna said, oh no, 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 no. Immediately he agitated Vivekananda. Shuddha Manir Gochar. He can be realized, God can be realized through pure mind. The other night I was trying to tell you, please watch what they are telling us. বৃত্তিবাপ্য অঙ্গীকারী ন ফলবাপ্যত্বম প্রতিষিদ্ধতি। দি মোমেন্ট ইউ সে আই অ্যাম ব্রহ্মণ, দ্যাট বৃত্তি, দ্যাট থট ওয়েভ, ইট এনকম্প্যাসেস ব্রহ্মণ। দেন ডু ইউ নো হোয়াট হ্যাপেন্স? দ্যাট থট ওয়েভ destroys the ignorance about the Brahman, but it cannot manifest Brahman. Why? Because Brahman is self-luminous. Vedanta does not believe, and that I was trying to tell you the other night. If I want to see this here, what do I need? I need two things. I need a light, I need my eyes. Without my eyes and without the light, I cannot see it. But to see the light, I do not need this ear. I need my eyes and the light. Only I need two things. So when you need Brahman, when you want to watch Brahman, do you know what you need? You need a pure mind and nothing else. Then what will happen? The moment, as I said, the moment you focus the mirror on the sun, that mirror, you can focus on a tree or on somebody's face, the same reflected light. The sunlight reflects on your mirror. I can put it on a chair, on a light, or a microphone, or anything. But the same mirror, if I focus straight to the sun, this reflected light becomes overpowered by the original light. Sometimes I ask people, try to imagine this way. You are a cup of water. Your body is a jar, and your mind is a vessel. And here's the Atman reflects on that mind. Just think this way, that a cup of water, and here's the sun. You see the reflected sun in that cup of water. If you break the cup, where does the reflection go? It doesn't go any place. Again, bring another fresh cup of water, again you will get the same reflection. If the bulb is burnt out, what do? Electricity is there. You change the bulb, again it will be lighted. So Atman is everywhere. You can change the receptacle, you can change the bulb, or you can change the cup. But the reflection is always there. Vrittivaipya, phalavaipya. Phalavaipya means Vedanta does not say that the reflected mind can illumine the Atman. Chidavas, mana your mind got the reflection of the Atman. With that reflected mind, you can see the Atman. No. You cannot do that. Why? Because this light is overpowered by the main light. It is the reflected light. It is not the real light. And Brahman, you don't need to manifest Brahman because it is self-luminous. Here it is going to tell you there are two kinds of, the difference between the two kinds of vrittis. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita. I sometimes say, memorize these three verses of the Gita, then you will not have to worry about your spiritual life. It is chapter 10, verses 9, 10, 11. It is a very, very interesting thing, because sometimes people ask Swami what I am supposed to do. Those three verses will tell you what you are supposed to do and what God will do to you. মৎচিত্তা মদ্গত প্রাণা বোধয়ন্ত পরস্পরম কথয়ন্তশ্চ মাম নিত্যম তুষ্যন্তি চ রমন্তি চ। মাই ডিভোটিস টক অ্যাবাউট মি, কৃষ্ণ সেইজ, অল অফ হিজ সেন্সেস আর টুয়ার্ড মি, অল অ্যাকশনস আর টুয়ার্ড মি, বোধয়ন্ত, অ্যান্ড দি ট্রাই টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইট ফুললি, অ্যান্ড দি টক অ্যাবাউট ইট। শ্রী রামকৃষ্ণ সেইজ, the person who is spiritual, only he talks about God. He who eats radish belches radish. That Sri Ramakrishna said. Mani, the person who knows a lot of garbage of the world, he talks only those garbage. Matchitta madgatapa kathayantasya mam nityam. They talk about me incessantly. That means they get joy. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. They really get joy when they talk about God. Ramanti cha. Mani, delights. They get tremendous delight. That is ninth verse, verse number 9th, chapter 10. The 10th verse, evam satata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam tis tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantiti. People, those who are united with me in this way, incessantly, and worship me, think of me, meditate on me, do you know what do I do to them? Do you know what I do to them? Krishna says, Dadami buddhi yogam tam. I connect their minds, intellect with me so that they can reach me. Out of mercy, I do that. Dadami buddhi yogam. Dadami means I give. Buddhi yog, connection of their buddhi with me so that they can comprehend me. They can reach me. They can understand me. Otherwise, with this puny, tiny intellect, you are trying to understand the infinite God. Impossible. God comes to our plane, to a lower plane, so that we can understand God. For that reason, these Hindus believe the avatar, God descends. Jesus was an avatar, incarnation of God. Krishna, Rama, Ramakrishna, they're all incarnations of God. They descend. Avatar means avataran, descends. God descends to this earth to help human beings. Next verse. Tisha maha manukam partha maha majjana jamta maha nashaim atma bhavastu jnano dipi navashvata. Tisha maha manukam partha. The onukampa means out of mercy, out of compassion. I do these things. I knock out their dark gloom of ignorance, which covers their Atman. And I light the lamp of knowledge in their hearts so that they could be illumined. Krishna says, you don't need any commentator, you don't need any explanation to understand these three verses. It exactly says what you are supposed to do and what God will do to you. He will connect your mind with Him. He will destroy your ignorance and He will manifest your Atman. Sometimes, you know, taking these three verses, you can meditate whole day. You can meditate. That is the gospel truth. Taduktam phalavaipattam eva aisya shastrakridhi nirakritam nivaritam brahmani ajnana nasaya vritti vapti apekshita. Sadananda Yogindra says, I am now quoting you from Panchadoshi, a authoritative text of Vedanta philosophy. Thus it has been said, the authors of the scriptures have refuted the idea that the individual consciousness can manifest the Brahman. But they admit that the Brahman associated with ignorance is brought into contact with the mental states only for the purpose of dispelling ignorance regarding it. You see, we do not see Maya. We see the manifestation of Maya. Do you see electricity? You don't. But you see the manifestation of electricity, light, fan, all these things you see, manifestation of electricity. But you do not see electricity. So Maya is very subtle, invisible. Do you know what is the first manifestation of Maya? Ego. How do you know that you have ego or not? You have tremendous likes and dislikes. That shows that you have ego. A ego, how to spiritualize the ego? Sri Ramakrishna taught, it is very difficult to get rid of ego. My friend used to say, the day I get good meditation, that day also I become egotistic. Oh, today I got good meditation. How to get rid of this ego? And one of my friends used to practice spiritual disciplines 15, 16 hours a day. I remember it was in 1970. I was in Mayavati, then in Shamlatal. He developed so much ego. I am higher than you because I practice 15, 16 hours a day, you see. It is very difficult to eradicate this spiritual ego, monastic ego. I remember one of our devotees came to me and said, Swami, I have a little ego problem. I asked, what do you have? Are you the Miss Universe? No, Swami. Do you have a million? No, Swami. Do you have a PhD degree? No, Swami. Then what do you have? People become egotistic. If you have fantastic beauty, a lot of money, a lot of learning or education, you become egotistic. What do you have? Swami, you are right. Ego. Ego is the barrier. Ego is just like a wall between the infinite and the finite. Who is limiting you? Your ego. That Swamiji said, Madam, it is a big mistake that you think you are an American, you are a woman. Why are you limiting your infinite nature? What a beautiful way Swamiji said to an American lady. Madam, it is a big mistake that you think that you are an American and you are a woman. But this Maya has two sides, evil side and the benign side. The evil side of Maya binds us, lust, greed. That is evil side of Maya. The good side of Maya, love, devotion, dispassion, discrimination, meditation. That Maya takes us toward God. Both are shakti, power, manifest in two ways. Good side, bad side. All you watch your mind. You have good thoughts, you have bad thoughts. Same shakti, same power, manifest in water current. Sometimes it is high tide, sometimes it is low tide. Water current are not different. That is the problem in Christianity. They could not reconcile good and evil. They think good is separate from evil. Vedanta says good and evil, it is a difference of degree. Both are Maya. Gold chain is a chain, iron chain is a chain. Both are chains. Both are equally strong to bind you. Maya has also good aspect. If you people want to realize God, want to lead a spiritual life, that is the good side of Maya. And bad side of Maya, worldliness, desire and doubt. Swayam prakashamanatvat na abhaso upajujyati iti cha. And Brahman being self-luminous does not depend on the individual consciousness for its illumination. A gem, a money, is covered by mud. It does not lose its luster if it is covered by mud. Just remove the mud, you will see this, that luminous gem. Same thing, this Atman is covered by the five sheaths, body, mind, organism. It always shines. Jada padartha kara karita chitta vritti visheshusti. But there is a difference between mental state assumes the form of mental objects. Tatahi ayam ghatviti ghatakara karita chitta vritti ajnatam ghatam visheekritta. Tadgato ajnana nirashara purush nirashana purasharam swagato chidavasina jadam ghatamapi bhasayati. Because in the case of the experience, this is a jar. The mental state assumes the form of the jar, makes the unknown jar its object, and dispels the ignorance regarding it. Then the consciousness underlying the mental state manifests the material jar. Taduktam buddha tatsta chidabhaso dau opi vyapnuto ghatam tatra jnanam dhiya nasyet avasena ghata spuret iti. Thus it has been said, both the intellect and the consciousness underlying it come into contact with the jar. The intellect destroys the ignorance regarding the jar, and underlying consciousness manifests the jar. Just as the light of lamp coming into contact with a jar or cloth existing in darkness dispels the darkness which envelops them, and through its own luster manifests them as well. Sadananda Jogindra is trying to finish this chapter, de superimposition. As I told you in the very beginning, the Vedanta teacher teaches first superimposition, then de superimposition. Superimposition means how your Atman is covered by Maya. Then next lesson will be how it can be removed, how this Maya can be removed. So the conclusion of Vedanta here, that the thought which the mind which sees this chair or a jar, and the same mind which sees Brahman, these two mental images as a gulf of difference, that Sadananda Jogindra wants to say. I took the reflection of the Atman in my mind, and I am trying to understand the chair, not only chair, all this whole universe. The knowledge of the entire universe, entire human beings, you get through the mind. That knowledge, external knowledge, knowledge of the objects, and the knowledge of the subject is the gulf of difference. Knowledge of the Atman and the knowledge of these worldly objects, knowledge of the Maya, gulf of difference. That is the difference between science and religion. What does science do? Science will give you the knowledge of the external objects. This universe, physics, chemistry, mathematics, what do? Gravitation, all these things, all are connected with the universe and beings. But the spiritual science is different. It is different. This is material science, that is a spiritual science, two kinds of science. Some people try to explain the spiritual science. Oh, the scientist said God is dead. Hare, he is a child, he doesn't know the ABC of God. I remember one of our Swami's friend was a famous scientist in India. He came to see his friend, and the Swami was a very, very learned monk. So this man later became the vice chancellor of Calcutta University. He came to see his friend in the monastery and he was teasing his friend. Your religion is all bogus. You close your eyes in the shrine, Lord knows what you are doing there. So he was teasing his friend because both are classmates, you know. God, 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 closing your eyes, Lord knows what you are doing. But look at my science. I can prove everything in my lab. The Swami listened very carefully and said to this proud scientist, really, can you prove everything in the lab? Of course. There is no guesswork. Everything I can prove. Then he pointed out, do you see that Indian farmer who is tilling the ground with his plow and two bullocks? He does not have any education. Completely ignorant person. Can you teach him the latest development of radio physics? Then the scientist friend said, yes, he will have to come to my, you know, he needs training. He'll have to go to school, he'll have to go to college, he'll have to go to the university, and he needs all systematic training. Then one day he will understand what is the latest development of radio physics. The Swami smiled and said, the same thing for you. If you really want to know God, you come and I shall train you month after month, year after year. Meditate with me, study with me. One day you will understand what is God. You gave me a practical answer, I gave you a practical answer. This Indian farmer has no education and you can explain to him nuclear physics or something, thing which is it is on the top of his head, he cannot understand. Same thing about the spiritual life. Here people say, if Einstein says God exists, then God exists. If Einstein doesn't say that God does not exist, so God does not exist. It is called scientific superstition, you see. Superstition, we have religious superstition, they have scientific superstition. Vayam ghata iti ghatakara karita chitta vritti rajnatam ghatam vishikrita. So two things happen simultaneously. Bhogachinta, mokshachinta. The moment I focus my mind on the worldly objects, that means I have a desire to enjoy. The moment I put my mind on Brahma, on God, on my spirit, on the self, that means I do not want the external objects, I want to enjoy myself. Now, as I see, please watch two things. When I focus my mind on the chair, two things happen simultaneously. In the first instance, when the mind encompasses the chair, then the knowledge of the chair will disappear. Knowledge of the chair appears. The ignorance about the chair does not exist, will disappear. How does it work? I told you that here is a big computer on my memory where I have the previous knowledge of the chair. Otherwise, I won't get the knowledge of the chair. It is impossible. I have previous knowledge. Parents teach the children, this is chair, this is desk, this is table, this is book. This is this, this is this. From the childhood, these parents pump all these informations to this small mind of a child. And child monitors, chair, C-H-A-I-R, chair, table, T-A-B-L-E. The children start to spell and put into that hard disk. Innumerable informations we put into the child's mind. It is the truth. Not only this life, in previous lives, all these informations are in that mind, in that memory, the chamber of the one of the chambers of this inner organ. So this mind goes and says, hey, what is this chair? Immediately, the ignorance of the chair disappears, and the chidabhas, the consciousness, the light, reflects on the mind, instantly manifests. This is the chair. Immediately, the knowledge of the chair dawns in mind. That is the way it works. Swami Vivekananda gave another illustration. How does a perception become complete? Do you know how does it go? The senses, the eyes go to the object. And the senses are just the instrument. They have no consciousness. They carry that information to the mind. Mind carries the information to the intellect. And intellect carries that information to the Atman. And the Atman says, click, chair. Immediately chair, knowledge comes. It is an amazing phenomenon. How you perceive this world through the senses. How do you get the knowledge? You remember the through five ways you get knowledge. Through the eyes, through the ears, through the nose, smell, through tongue, taste, through skin, touch. These are the five organs of knowledge. You get all information about the world through these five organs, and mind is behind. Sometimes think about it. How do I get knowledge of these things, of this world? But to know God, these five senses are incapable. They are no good. They are useless. Only one organ functions at that time. Do you know what does the Upanishad say? Paranji khani vyatrinat sambhu tasmat parang pashyanti nantaratman kashyid dhira pratyagatmanamekshat avrita chakshuhu amritattam ichchan. God created the senses to enjoy the external sense objects. But there are some few people, those who are very steady, they want to see the Atman, so they close the senses. Thus is the way their minds goes inside and beholds the self, Atman. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, Shegharer ulto chabi. If you want to enter into the room of God, generally, how do you, it is clockwise, you know. You put this key there and this is the way you remove it. You turn it and the door opens. But the God's door will have to open in the reverse way. This is the anti-clockwise. Reverse, because it is not outside, it is inside. If the mind camera is focused, you know, set outside, so you get the knowledge of the external objects, then mind camera should be reversed. That is a big job. How to turn the mind inward? When you sit for meditation, what do? You close your eyes. But you can meditate opening the eyes also. Sri Ramakrishna said that. Chok bujhlei Bhagavan achen, chok melle ki ar tini nei. Some people think I can see God closing my eyes, and opening the eyes, can you not see God? That is, do you know what he meant? A devotee went to the shrine, and in front of the deity, he was meditating, closing his eyes. Sri Ramakrishna said, my goodness, what are you doing? Mother is living in front of you and you are closing your eyes and meditating. When you go to see your mom and dad at home, what do? You go there, reach there and say, Mom, sit down, let me meditate on you and close your eyes. Then you are stupid. Do you do that? When you go to see your mom, Mom, sit down in front of me and I shall meditate on you closing my eyes. That means you are stupid. Just open your eyes and see your mom. That is the Ramakrishna's philosophy. He just open your eyes, all these living human beings, Jeev, Jagat, they are all manifestations of God. See them with open eyes. Beautiful philosophy. Very pragmatic philosophy. You think closing the eyes you can see God, and opening the eyes, can you not see God? When I say I am Brahman, and again I say I am Chetanananda. There are two ways. When I say I am Chetanananda, do you know what do you mean? I mean this name and form. Your I, that ego consciousness, is connected with this name and form. When I say I am Brahman, I am chopping off Chetanananda, no Chetanananda. Only that pure consciousness I am. Chidananda Rupa, Shivoham, Shivoham. I am that existence, consciousness, bliss, absolute. I am Shiva, I am Shiva. That I is connected with God. That I is a called ripe I. There are two kinds of ego, according to Sri Ramakrishna. Ripe ego, unripe ego. The unripe ego says, I am beautiful, I am learned, I am rich, I am this, I am that. That is unripe ego. That ego is connected with Maya. And the ripe ego, I am a devotee of God, I am a child of God, I am a servant of God, I am Brahman. I and my father are one. That is ripe ego. When Jesus said, I and my father are one, that is a ripe ego, that is not unripe ego. Just as the light of a lamp coming into contact with a jar or cloth existing in darkness dispels the darkness which envelops them and through its own luster manifests them as well. The commentator mentioned two schools of thought of Vedanta. Vivarana school of Padmapadacharya and Bhamati school. Vivarana school says, sound. Mahavakya, the great Vedic dictum. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. This mantra is the instrument for the knowledge of Brahman. The sound and takes the vritti. Bhamati school says that Vishuddhaman, pure mind, is the instrument of the knowledge of Brahman. They are talking the same thing from different perspective. Let me give an example. Do you know what they are talking about? They are talking about that Brahman reflects on the mind. That is all right. One school says, Tasya Bhasha Sarvavidam Vibhati. When it manifests, manifests everything. Munjaka Upanishad says, Na tatra surya bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyuto bhanti kuto ayam agni tameva bhanta manubhati sarvam sasyai vasa sarvam idam vibhati. There the sun shines not the moon, not the stars, what to speak of this mortal fire. When it shines, everything shines after it. Talking about Brahman. And this school says that that Brahman manifests. And another school says that, each Brahman's reflections falls on the mind and the mind's reflection falls on Brahman. Just different perspective. Mind does not have any reflection. That way, it is a borrowed reflection. Ignorance also is of two kinds. Do you know why? Mulagyan, tulagyan. You remember I said that ignorance has two power. First is the veiling power. Second is projecting power. Veiling power is not bad. Just your mind is covered with ignorance. That is fine. That is fine means that you will be in deep sleep. That is a good stage, you know. No problem. Do you have any problem in deep sleep? Good. No. Problem begins the moment you get up. Projection begins. That man is the enemy. She is my friend. Hey, I love this person. I do not love this person. All these projections begins in the waking state. In sleep state, no problem. We become free from problems in deep sleep. So veiling power of ignorance is not bad. But the projecting power is terrible. So mulagyan and tulagyan, you know, the original ignorance. Ignorance also various layers. Ignorance also, there are millions of divisions of ignorance. Who creates the duality? Ignorance. Brahman does not create any duality. Problem begins the moment we enter into the dualistic plane, in the relative plane, in this world. In non-dualistic plane, there is no problem. Only one. Who will hate whom? Who will love whom? See the problem. Do you know what is the goal of Vedanta? That we shall discuss in the next chapter. Tatparjam. What is the purport? What is the quintessence of Vedanta? Knowledge of oneness. That we shall establish it through inner disciplines. It's so far we talked, you remember I told you, there are four external disciplines of Vedanta and three internal disciplines. Four external disciplines, first is you learn how to discriminate. You use your intellect, what is real, what is unreal. Love only the real things. Second, learn how to be detached. Attachment means you have selfless self-motivation. Attachment will give you a lot of pain. Learn how to be detached. Third instruction, learn how to control your senses. Self-control. Be disciplined. Fourth, you must have a burning desire for liberation, hunger for God. These are the four external disciplines of Vedanta. The three internal disciplines, constantly hear about God, about Brahman. Reflect on it and meditate on it. That we shall discuss in the next chapter. Up to this tonight, I shall not start the next chapter tonight because there is not much time, and please ask me some questions.
Mommy, did I understand you to say that matter could not know matter?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be easier for matter to know matter than matter to know spirituality?
Matter to know spiritual matter.
No, I would think it would be easier for matter to understand matter.
Matter cannot, because matter doesn't have consciousness. Without consciousness, you cannot know anything. A chair cannot know this chair. A cushion cannot know this cushion. Mm-hmm. Because it has no consciousness. Amazing phenomenon. Matter cannot. Do you know what do they say? In Brahma Sutra, there is a debate between Sankhya and Vedanta. The Sankhya philosopher says, why? My prakriti, my nature, prakriti has a power. Do you know what it can do? You fodder, grass, you give to a cow, cow will eat that grass and produce milk. So the fodder is producing milk. Matter can produce matter, can create matter. Do you know what is Vedanta's reply? Impossible. Aprabhriti. No creation is possible without desire. No creation, no action is possible without desire. This matter does not have any desire. Matter is not a conscious principle, only conscious principle. I am a conscious human being, I have desires. You are a conscious human being, you have desires. You can create. Matter cannot create. Then they said, well, if your grass is eaten by a bull, will you get milk? Anyhow, they have all these funny arguments that they are in Brahma Sutra. They talk about how matter cannot produce anything. Chair cannot know chair. You need a conscious human, be conscious person. Trees, plants, birds, beasts, some conscious beings are necessary to create. Yes.
And discussing Maya, can you have a non-dual Maya where it's beyond good and evil?
Non-dual Maya? You are talking about hot ice cream. Or a gold stone bowl. Non-dual Maya. Maya is so big. You see, Maya, the moment this non-dual experience comes, Maya cannot just stay there. Maya disappears.
Why does it disappear? I don't understand.
Because the moment where there is light, there is no darkness. And all confusion, delusion, confusion come when there is darkness, ignorance.
So it's never part of Atman at all.
At that time, do you know what happens? At that time, you stand below the sun, when the sun is 12 o'clock, so there will be no shadow. Akbar is just perpendicular. Sun is just above your head. Just, there is no shadow. So you cannot see any shadow of your body. In non-dualistic experience, that thing happens. Shadow. You see a duality. Do you know what do they say? Mano drishyam idam sarvam. Mano hi amani bhave dvaito na upalibhate. When the mind becomes mindless, the duality cannot be perceived. So when the non-dual experience comes, you lose your individuality, your ego, your mind, everything dissolves into that cosmic consciousness. This knowledge, there is no duality. You know, intellectually we understand it. But how to practice it? That really, in next day we shall talk about this thing, that how many kinds of division is possible in the domain of Maya. Who creates this division? How to dissolve these divisions? You know, sometimes I tell you frankly, if a person has some really deep psychological problems and various kinds of problems, they should read this non-dualistic philosophy of Vedanta. Do you know why? Then you can see yourself and you can see your problem separate from you. Most of the people get confused that both together, they cannot separate themselves from these problems. Sometimes, you know, sometimes Vedanta will teach you how to be a witness. Learn how to be a witness. Just perceive this world. And don't get attached to it. A witness is not biased, is not involved with anything. He only watches. Sometimes watch this universe. Watch human beings as a spectator. It is really something. I sometimes say that first, that Sri Ramakrishna used to teach his devotees. Do you know what did he teach? He said, here is a milk and here is water. If you meet them together, they will be mixed up. But first you churn the milk and make butter. And the butter will float. Then you add with milk and water, nothing can contaminate this butter. Butter will float. First learn how to attain devotion for God. Then live in this world. Husband, wife, children, family, duties. Do everything we want to do. But your mind will always float above this Maya, above this world, and will never be contaminated by anything. If you have deep love for God, this Maya cannot attach you, cannot contaminate you, cannot pollute you, cannot disturb you. How to do it? You see, body does not become monk. This cloth does not become monk. It is the mind. Transformation will come inside. That Vedanta teaches. It does not convert people. It only will convert you that you know just big. Learn how to realize God. It is a really, really beautiful philosophy. Christianity, Hinduism, Judaism, these are all superfluous words. Very superfluous. Main thing is this spirituality. Be spiritual. Masatoma Satkamaya, Tamasoma Jyotir Kamaya, Mritturma Amritam Gamaya, Avira Vidma Yedi, Rudra Jate Dakshinamukam, Tenamam Pahinityam, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Lead us from the unreal to the real, lead us from darkness to light, lead us from death to immortality, lead us through and through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace, peace be unto all.